We have a great panel tonight, and Rohini will introduce them. But I wanted to tell you a little bit, even though I can't see you because these lights are so bright, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Grillo Health Information Center. Thank you, Dave. How many of you have heard of the Grillo Health Information Center? Great, thank you. We're a nonprofit in Boulder. We've been around for 15 years, and we've served thousands of individuals and families, helping them make better decisions about their health care and their treatment. We empower people to be well-informed and confident in their ability to engage and participate in their health care. The Grillo Center is named after Virgil Grillo, who was a CU professor. And it was his thought back in the 1990s that there was a need in our community for reliable health information. And before I tell you a little bit more about the Grillo Center, I want to introduce Joanne Grillo, who's in our audience, has been a great supporter of the Grillo Center. It's her husband who the Grillo Center's legacy we're carrying on. She has been a volunteer researcher with the Grillo Center to help do all the research. And we appreciate you and love you, Joanne. Thank you for being here. The Grillo Center is when someone is diagnosed with something or has a question about their health, we have about 25 volunteer researchers who do hours and hours of research on our reliable subscription databases, specialized databases to find the latest and greatest medical information to help you use that information to make good decisions. We don't give medical advice, but you can count on the information to be current and medical science-based information. How many of you have tried using the internet to find answers to health questions? You know, the Pew Internet American study from the Pew Institute found that 85% of those who use the internet to find health information don't check for the source of that information, nor do they check for how current that information is. I went online and I Googled breast cancer and prostate cancer. How many sources of information do you think came up from just putting those two diagnoses and health conditions into the internet search engine? A lot. Over 10,000? Over 100,000? 40 million resources for each one of those. And most of those resources are, well, how do you even know what's right and what's reliable and what, I mean, it's just so overwhelming. But most of it is opinion. Most of it is out of date. Most of it is nonsense. And yet, when we find something online, we tend to believe that it's, you know, going to be helpful and reliable. And so what we do is we guarantee that the information is current and science-based, and we're happy to do that kind of research for you. Just some really quick examples are someone who's diagnosed with lymphoma, and they want to understand what treatment options they have for that. Someone was diagnosed with uterine cancer and was told that she needed surgery, and she didn't want to have surgery, so we helped her find and do research where she finally realized that surgery was the only viable option, but she chose a laparoscopic surgery, the least invasive, and actually flew to Phoenix and had it done there. And other people have questions about bursitis or arthritis or ingrown toenails or brain tumors, or it's just the cost, the range of health questions. And we do it confidentially, we do it reliably, and we're proud of that work. It's really, really important. The other thing that the Grillo Center does is put on Stahl Health lectures like this. And these lectures are named after Gary Stahl, a colleague of Virgil Grillo, also a CU professor, and passed away also in the 1990s. And we carry on his legacy through innovative, cutting-edge health presentations like this, where we get local experts to talk about things that are important on topics that are stimulating and enlightening. So we're happy to do that. There's one other new program that the Grillo Center does. It's the Grillo Health Information Speakers Exchange, where we invite almost anyone who has something important to say about health, and we promote and support that effort in a speakers exchange. If any of you are interested in knowing more about that or participating in that, please contact us and get a hold of us. We're happy to do that. So now, the research and these stall health lectures we provide and have been providing for 15 years for free. It's an important high principle and standard that we have. We want to do that for the community, and we want to continue doing that for the community. And the only way that we can is through donations. And so your individual donations are so, so important. You're the lifeblood of our organization. And that's why we ask for a suggested donation. And I want to really encourage you and plead with you to reach into your pockets and purses and take out that measly $10 we're gonna pass around a basket for those of you who haven't donated yet. Please, we really ask you to just, why don't you do that, Niles, to just throw something in the basket to help us continue the services that we provide. We can't do it without your support, and you get a lot for this little contribution. You get these experts, you get this organization presenting you with this format, which is modeled on the Conference on World Affairs. You get to ask questions at the end, and we are happy to answer any of your personal health questions, too. In the handout that we provided to you on the back, there's an opportunity for you to submit a health question, and we'll do the research for you and get a response back to you. And if you have thoughts about this format and the content, we'd love your feedback. So at the end, leave us your thoughts and impressions and comments. We would really appreciate that. If you ever want to be in touch with us, you can contact us through our website or approach any one of us here tonight. Thank you, really, thank you so much. I'm glad you're here. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Rohini Kaniganti, a family physician who is the inspiration and the genius behind these Stahl Health Lecture Series presentations. And many of you probably know her already. And Dave is pointing to, yes, do you have a question? Yes, it will go to the Grillo Center. In that box over there?
Yeah.
No, that's not going to go to us. But it'll go to the library. And this is a fantastic venue, and thank you anyway.